Welcome to Citra, the hiding place, an outreach meeting of the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His servant, Pastor Olaide Olaniyo. Be blessed as you listen.
I didn't plan this. We wanted to teach. Coming here, I had the direction in my spirit that I felt we needed to talk about. But the Lord, are you understanding what I'm saying? The Lord had a greater plan in mind. I'm saying this thanks to, I didn't even realize. I knew it was the last teacher of the year, but I was more bothered about teaching than the sense of gratitude. Do you understand what I'm saying? It never really dawned on my heart as a need to give thanks. But if we're going to give thanks, I feel that Thanksgiving is the time to thank God all together for what He has done. Hallelujah. But God wanted us to thank Him particularly for the things. And I know in my spirit, hallelujah, are we blessed this evening? A mercy has touched us. A what? A mercy has touched us. When Jesus healed the 10, and He said, go show yourself to the priests, give the token that is needed for your cleansing. On their way, one turned back and came back to Jesus. And He asked, were there not 10 that were cleansed? Where are the other 9? Where are the other 9? He didn't make a demand, but He expected it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God didn't what? Make a demand, but He was expecting it. He said, were there not 10 that were cleansed? Where are the remaining 9? The man, the one that came back, couldn't answer for them. Because the answer could have said, you are the one that told us to go and show ourselves to the priest. Are you understand? And by all means, they were following instruction. Do you get what I'm saying? They were what? Following instruction. But I learned something from a man of God sometime, a long time ago. He said, when God speaks to you, listen for what He did not say, but He said. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Listen for what? For what He did not say, but He said. For example, this is the example He gave. And I will never forget. He said that, if God said, this month I will give you victory. You know, when you hear victory, you rejoice. Is that not so? But what God is saying is that you have battles. Are you understand? Is that because without battles, you can't be victorious. But we carry victory. Then when battles come, we start. God, this is not what You promised me. But He said it, you didn't hear it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So there are many things God says, but He did not say expressly. Are you understanding? Maturity is our ability to hear what He did not say expressly. Yorubas will say, Aboro la sofo moluabi, meaning that you don't say it directly. You say it in parables. Do you understand it? But when you say it in parable, a wise son can pick it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? A wise son can pick it. Sign of maturity is that you can hear what heaven did not say expressly. You have grown a little. For a child, you have to spell out everything. I talked to my son. I said, do this. Don't play with your pencil. Wait, is that this? I'm not doing this. I said you should not do. Okay, You have to spell every single thing you should not do expressly. Because when you give this instruction, you go and do the sister, the twin brother. And when you are correct, you say, no, it is this one that you said I should not do. This is not what I'm doing. So you have to mention every single thing you should not do, one after the other. It's childishness. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But as we grow, when they say, don't go to Taye's house, you know it's not Taye, Kende, Idowu, and Alaba. You know that all of them put together. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, this man that came with thanksgiving, even though they had instruction, go show yourself to the priest, he knew in himself that the priests, they said they should go and show them for, is to fulfill the law of Moses. But this is the true priest. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This is the true priest of the testament of life, that he should come. And the essence of showing himself is gratitude to God. But this is the real priest. So they all went to go and fulfill the law of Moses. But they didn't come back to Jesus. He heard something every other person did not hear. Are you understand? May you hear the things that others cannot hear. You see, you cannot do well in this world if you cannot see what others cannot see and hear what others can. They said concerning Moses that he endured as one who what? Saw the invincible. So there is something that you must see that others are not seeing. There's something that you must hear that others are not hearing. That is why you will behave like others are not behaving. Are you understanding? It is what will make you to behave differently. Because you are seeing something that they are not seeing. You are hearing something that they are not. Their ears have not been anointed to hear. Their ears cannot hear. Otherwise, you do the same thing that they are doing. Hallelujah. You do the same thing. God has blessed us today to catch wind of a direction for our blessing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I feel in my spirit, so much in my spirit, that God is bringing a seal upon what he has used this year to work in our lives. You don't get me. That God is what? Bringing a seal. A seal of what he has used this year to labor. Now, it doesn't matter whether you attended all the meetings. Yes, you might not have been privileged to attend all the meetings. But there's a grace. Say grace. There's a grace. There's a grace that comes to seal a thing. He said, hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation. So it's not the teachings. The teaching is the vehicle through which grace will come. But the teaching and the grace is not the same thing. Are you understand? You can hear the teaching. You didn't hope to the end. You didn't wait to touch the grace. You were not patient enough to receive the grace. So he said, hope to the end. Be sober. Be sober. Gather up the loins of your mind. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you. Are you understanding? We have gathered the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought to you. When God brings grace, is an atmosphere of the spirit, is a substance of life that is put in your soul. Are you understanding? It's put in your soul. It's put in your soul. Is a seal of grace. For to keep a walk. Are you understanding? For to seek a walk. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Oh. Grace, like peace, are guardians of the mind. So, you see, that they said the peace of God will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. But it's not only peace, it's grace and peace. Are you understand? Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge. So, you see, the knowledge that is coming is to bring a material called grace and peace. Those things can secure the heart. Garrison the heart. Are you understanding me, church? So, when you are listening to word, don't lose sight of grace. Are you understanding? The essence is that you labor till grace comes. And when grace comes, hold it. Hold it firm. Don't lose it. Don't let it sleep. Do you understand it? Don't let it sleep. Hold it. Hold the grace. Hold the grace. Then use it to live. Hold it and use the grace to live. Hold it. Use it to live. Use it to live. Amen. Say amen. Don't just walk around and walk. This meeting is not ordinary. It's a spirit meeting. It's not ordinary. Chairs may not break. People may not roll on the floor. But it's not an ordinary meeting. Grace meeting. It's a grace meeting. It's a grace meeting.
Appearance of my grace. I'm causing my grace to appear. I'm causing my grace to appear. Even to the end that many will latch onto it. Even to the end that many will latch onto it. For you see, it's in my grace that I will teach you. It's in my grace that I will teach you. It's in my grace I will teach you how to arrive at salvation. How to arrive at salvation. Oh yeah, you will deny ungodliness. You will deny worldly lust. You will live soberly, righteously, and godly. Oh, by my grace, by my grace, by my grace. Even the grace that is coming, even the grace that has come, even this grace that I am making to a prayer, is a grace that brings salvation. Oh, it's a grace laden with salvation. Inside this grace is salvation. Inside this grace is that salvation. You see, that salvation that I have been talking to you about, that salvation that I have been feeding you concerning, that salvation that you have endured my teachings,
my admonitions, my exhortations concerning that salvation is inside the grace that I am making to appear. Even the grace I am making to appear, I am making it to appear that you will latch onto it. That you will latch onto it. So be sensitive. Be sensitive. Be sensitive. Don't waste this opportunity. It's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity. Grace opportunity. Grace opportunity. Grace opportunity. Latch on to grace. Latch on to grace. For you need to be taught how to come into salvation. You need to be taught how to come into salvation. You need to be taught how to arrive at salvation. It's a grace opportunity. It's a grace opportunity. And it's a great opportunity. I want you to latch on to grace. It's appearing. It's appearing. Can you see it? It's appearing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's appearing. And it's for many. It's for many. It's for many. It's for many. Yeah! It's for many. For it's a grace meeting. It's a grace meeting. It's a grace meeting. This is an opportunity. You must not miss this opportunity. It's a grace opportunity. Latch onto grace. Latch onto grace. You need it for your salvation. Latch onto grace. See the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I want to admonish us. I intended I will close early today, but I want to admonish us something. There is a skill we have to learn. Are we understanding? Are we together? Are we together? Please, I'm begging, especially those taking care of children and everything. I know you have an important responsibility and you are taking care of the next generation, but they can also be a distraction to you. Fight. What did I say? Fight. Children's teachers, mothers, guardians, fight. You are doing a necessary work, but don't let it be the very thing. Satan's sin is wise. Satan is cunning. He can use that which is legitimate to take you away. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He can use that which is legitimate to take you away. So, what a warfare. What a warfare of your mind, your soul, to tie into the atmosphere so that you don't lose out. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Fight a warfare. You are in a department, you are working. Fight a warfare. You are laboring and that labor is necessary for the meeting. But don't let that labor be the very grounds that Satan will choose cheat you. Are you understanding? Fight a warfare. Being like the children of Israel in the building of the wall. They were building with one hand. They were in their weapons with another hand. So that Satan does not cheat us. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because if you get distracted on grounds of a legitimate work, Jesus told Martha, you care about many things, but one thing is needful. He said that Mary has chosen that path, which will nobody can take away. So fight your warfare. It's necessary to take care of the children. And we appreciate the sacrifice. But fight. Fight. Fight with the Spirit. I mean, fight using the Holy Ghost to cut away excesses. Some attention you know that is not necessary. There are certain wisdom you need to come into that will help you condition the child, that the child will not be a disturbance for you during meetings. You need to come into that sense. Otherwise, Satan will cheat you and you will excuse yourself that, oh, I was minding a work. But you will have missed allocations of grace in seasons that you ought to have used to move forward. Please, I'm begging us, in the name of Jesus, let's be discerning. Let's be very, very discerning. Very, very discerning. Very, very discerning. Now, I was saying that to say this, that we must learn to guard grounds of grace. Contend for to come there and not relax when we have gotten it. Because grounds of grace are actually lots of inheritance. That there is so much warfare to get it. But sometimes after warring to secure it, we now relax. And then it's like the ground full of lentils that the Philistines took. And then one of the mighty men of David had to fight to get it. Grace is a ground. Romans chapter 5 verse 2. Romans 5 2. Romans 5 2. But also we have access by faith into this grace. Wherein we stand. Say wherein we stand. So say amen. I said grace is a ground that enables you to stand in the spirit. Is a solid ground, is a secure lot. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That you can, that work, it's in the heart, but it's a ground. Are you understanding? It's a work in the heart, but it's also a ground upon which the soul stands in the spirit. A ground that must be defended and cherished. Many people, believers, do not discern grace grounds and easily move away from grace grounds. They don't continue in that ground. They don't continue in the grace of God. They don't fight to defend it. You can perceive, I'm saying this, I'm not teaching doctrine, I'm teaching you experience, spiritual experience. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can perceive a soul who has come to a ground of grace. And then the next time you look at him, 2 weeks' time, he's no more there. He has strayed away from it. He has moved away from that, not the experience. He has moved away from that lot and allocation that he ought to guard and use until it becomes his life. He broke into it, but he was too spurious, erratic. He did not settle and is not established. A person can come into grace, he's not established in that grace. But the grace is actually to cause you to be established until a nature is formed. Now, they bring word to you. Word. As a result of a previous grace experience to bring you to another or a higher ground of grace that is supposed to do an increase, a work, an increasing work inside of the soul, or add to stature. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Add to stature. You know, when you hear this word, men are in size, grace is in levels. It's very true. They said concerning Jesus that he was full of grace. Are you understanding? He was full of it. But for us, we come into it in measures according to stature. But I can come into a grace and then fall from that grace again. Because I was too unstable in that ground. Now, I was too unstable in that ground to inherit it, to be established in it, for it to become one with me. Then grow from there to the next grace point. So, a person can come into a grace point and then it's a victory, it's a breakthrough, but it's not steady enough to remain there and be established in it until he secures it. It becomes a nature with his soul. So, breakthrough into grace is beautiful, into a grace ground or a grace allocation. But securing it, being aware and securing it, being jealous over it, is essential if we will grow up. Otherwise, a person can go in circles. It's like, you know, the way little children do slide. They go to slide, climb up, slide down. Then climb up, then slide down. They climb up, they slide down. That place is not an abiding place. Are you understanding? That's the round trip some believers engage in. They climb up, then slide down. Then climb up again and slide down. Then climb up again and slide down. But the step of the believer should be like a staircase, moving higher and higher. There should be no downturn. There should be no displacement from grace. Are you understanding what I'm saying? God wants us to, every grace ground, to take it. To take it. To take it. To take it. That is, be fully aware of it, contend for it, until we are established in the grace of God, in that grace. I think it was to the Roman church that Paul was writing concerning being established in the grace of God. Amen. So, why am I saying this? Because while we thank God for breakthrough, in a sense, we must be aware that it's not the end of warfare. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We must ask and descend God for the consecration on the ground, of the grounds where we are. Because every ground has laws that are compatible with it. He said, the Lord told the children of Israel, said, the land where I take you to is the land that divorces its own inhabitants. That means there is a law of life that is compatible with it. If your life is not compatible, it will what? Overthrow you or devour you. It can expel you. So grace also is like a wildly spinning saucer. You now come into it, then you live freely. It spins you off. Because you have to oscillate at the same velocity to actually be able to master it. Then you discover it spins you until you are one with it. Then you don't even feel like it's moving again. Because like a gyroscope. You have been able you are accelerated to the same velocity at which it is moving. You have become one with it. That is discerning the consecration of the ground wherein you have now come to. You will do it until you become one with it. People that are coming will say, don't you know this thing is spinning so fast? You don't know. Because they've increased your pace to align with the laws of the ground that you have now been found. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That way you won't lose grace. Are you understanding? You will not lose out. Amen. Can we hum the generator? I think this light is fluctuating. I know we want to conserve this thing, but please, I don't know. Thank you. Help us. Amen. This fluctuation is distracting. Thank you. So what I'm saying is, let us, there are principles. Amen. Now, you don't benefit from grace without a conscious effort. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can't utilize or maximize grace without deliberate cooperation with grace. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You have to discern it. You have to know it. You have to consciously agree with it. Otherwise, you will lose it. You can use a part and then waste the rest. Are you understanding? If you are not careful and you think that you have actually used grace, amen, and used it well. But when he said, don't let some things leak, Hebrews chapter 2, he was talking about a walk. Don't lose the things that has been wrought. 2 John 8. Don't lose it. It's grace walk. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, all of the things that has been taught to us, the grace of it is being pressed upon our spirits. He said, don't lose it. The signs of a slothful soul is that he allows it to sleep. That slothfulness. That's why in the spirit, you need diligence to actually hard. You need diligence. He said, giving all diligence, add to your faith. So diligence is the consistent factor that you use to hard. You can't be slothful and hard. That means you can't be slothful and increase in grace. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You can't what? You can't be slothful and grow in grace. Never. Diligence. He said, giving unto yourself. Look at 2 John 1:8. He said, look to yourselves. Look to yourselves. Hebrews chapter 2 said, take heed. Take heed. Peter said, giving all diligence. Giving all diligence. You cannot be slothful and then increase in grace. Diligence, discipline is one constant factor for to use grace well. Are you understanding? Diligence. Being dutiful, mind presence. You can't be absent-minded and growing. Never. Never. Not in spiritual things, not in natural things, not in anything. You have to pay. Say pay. Pay attention. Some people are too poor. They can't even pay attention. Attention is too expensive for them to pay. That's where you really, really know a poor man. He can't pay attention. Because if you can't pay attention, you can't pay anything. Before you lost money, you lost attention. Yes. Before you lost money, you lost attention. Because the secret is in the details. If you gave attention to the details, you won't lose what you lost. So, your poverty, the root of your poverty, really, is that you can't pay attention. Attention to details. Attention to details. So, diligence. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? Diligence. 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 Say diligence. If I have to increase in grace, I have to give diligence. Diligence. I have to give diligence. And diligence is not just outside work. It's first inside work. Are you understanding what? Do you understand what I'm saying? Diligence is not just outside work. It's not just the work I do with my external body. It's actually first inside work. Mind engagement. Mind presence. Mind engagement, mind presence. Or if you want to choose another word, meditation. How much of attention of your heart, of your mind, do you give to grace? If we open your mind, how frequently do you engage in thoughts pertaining to it? Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you evaluate your thoughts in 1 hour, in 24 hours, how much of your thought is centered on this thing? Is centered on resolving its mysteries, on doing them. Now, you cannot do what you have done. Said this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according as it is written therein. For then thou shalt what? So meditation is what makes you to observe. That's what you pay attention to details. Without observing, you cannot do it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Without what? What you have not observed. That is, when you pay attention, you notice what you are supposed to do. Observe. If you don't pay attention, some of us, one of the worst things that Satan did to many of us is that we are too busy in our minds. Satan made us very, very busy. Very what? I didn't hear you, church. Very, very busy with our minds. Very busy. We think about every other thing you can think, even the things that know your business. Some of us are just like looking like Lukman. We can be so caught up, we don't look. What are you looking? You just saw something pass. And then you are, Satan took you on a jolly ride. Jolly ride. From there, you have traveled to countries, places where nothing concerns you. You're just wasting away our life. Now, the things that are important to us, we can't focus on it and think about it. And the same thing is for your school. To take comprehension passage and then read and digest it. One line, like one word. The eye can be one word. Then he has remember super story. And then from there, he just saw Jide. From that Jide that he saw, he said about it. He remember Jide, his friend. Then remember Jide's sister, Shade. Then from Shade, he remember the clothes that Shade wore. He's on comprehension passage, oh. But he has gone. After about 10 minutes, he said, 2 minutes left, before he comes back to Jide. Because Satan has scattered the mind. Very busy. He cannot call himself back. The same thing when he's reading Bible. He just opened the Bible. Then Mario. Then remember. After 10 minutes, he has not read one verse. So, the fight of Satan, you can't pay attention. You can't pay attention so that you will not be able to observe. And he knows that if you can't observe, forget about doing. You can't even see commandments when it's coming. You can't see it. So it scatters the mind. So even if there's a breakthrough like this, he knows that. Let them step out. They can't keep the ground. They can't keep it. They can't keep it. So I said diligence. Is ability to, it's not just what you do externally first, it's first mind, internal work to focus. Look at what it said concerning Malachi. Those that were the people spoke often of one to another, and then a book of remembrance was opened to them concerning those that thought upon his name. Now, you cannot observe everything of the Lord that you have not given attention to. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, I love, I think it's Deuteronomy chapter 6. He said, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. That might is steadfastness of heart. Steadfastness. So you must war. Say war. But your mind does not just stay on one thing. The mind is very spurious. Are you understanding? The mind is what? Especially in our day with social media. They can take us everywhere. You can visit all the continents in the world, visit the galaxies in your room. Because Satan has given you vehicles to carry you everywhere. Not only locations, you can go to people's mind. People will take you and bring you into their world. Bring you into their reality. That's what all these kids are for. You start living the world, living in the world, living in the imagination of some other people. And if you are not quick to pull yourself out, you can be there 30 minutes. You're coming, oh, this guy is very funny. Somebody has given you a vehicle to be baptized into the world of another person. But that's not your world. In fact, some of the things that they give you a vehicle for is foolishness. That's not your world. Your world is in the spirit. That's where your attention should be. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you are not intentional about those things, you will lose grace. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When I say you will lose grace that you don't use to live, you will lose it. You will lose it. Grace that what? You don't use to live, you lose it. So grace comes as first knowledge, then comes as a walk in the soul. A walk in the soul that you should discern the consecration. Now, if I don't discern it, a grace can come as an ability to even respond to God. Because every grace comes as an ability to respond to God, to a God demand in a particular dimension. If I do not respond and that grace is lost, it will be more difficult for me to obey instructions tied to that ground. Do you understand it? It will be very, very difficult for me. I will not have ability to respond. It will be warfare. It will be as if I'm fighting against myself. Now, what was once natural when the ambience came, when the spirit came, it seemed very easy and natural. Because I lost that place, it becomes warfare again. It becomes warfare again. Because I didn't stay. I didn't retain that ground of grace. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Sorry, I'm going to close just about any moment from now. But I want us to be conscious, to be skillful in the spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Be skillful in the spirit so that Satan doesn't rob us. Satan likes taking life, like taking grace from us. Like, even when he leaves you with knowledge without grace, you fall into condemnation. Because you know the demand of God, but you will not have energy to execute it. You will now feel condemned. He likes it. He likes it. You feel condemned. You feel condemned. But if you can cooperate with the Spirit, and for every grace provision that God brings you into, you can secure it. You discover that there is the ambience of life around you. To you now discover that the commandments of God are not grievous. They are not what? They are not grievous because you are doing through grace the demands of the Spirit. It's grace that is helping you to do it. You are just yielding to the grace that God has made available. They are not grievous. They are not grievous. They are not grievous. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Don't just have knowledge, have grace. Don't just have knowledge, have what?
Grace.
And when you have it, guard it with your life. Guard it what? With your life. Got it. Got it. Got it with your life. Got it with your life. Like I said, every grace allocation has its own consecrations. When you have sometimes some grace provision that comes to you, because it comes with enablement to do right, don't deliberately do against that grace. Are you understanding? Don't deliberately violate the law of that grace. Ah, it's a dangerous thing. Satan trains a soul like that because that's how they raise children of perdition. Is that how did he put in Hebrews chapter 10, 26? Say that what do you think will be taught worthy of them who have done despite to the spirit of grace and counted the blood where they were washed an unholy thing. So, 23, start from 29, go to 29. Supposing you will be taught what who are trodden underfoot the Son of God and had counted the blood of the covenant where he was washed and had done despite unto the spirit of grace. Now, I say part of the training of Satan is to train the heart to refuse grace. Are you understanding? It's to train the heart. For Satan to raise any son of perdition, he will train him to resist grace. To walk contrary to grace. Are you understanding? You will train. It's a training that Satan takes his children to. That's why you must not go to that school. You must know what? Where they train the heart to act against grace. Some grace demands to me apologizing even when you are right for the sake of peace. You want to keep grace. You want to what? You just want to keep grace. You don't want to lose it. You don't want to be right at the expense of grace. Are you understanding it? You are just jealous of that. Call it atmosphere. Call it ambience of the heart. I don't mind the name that you call it, but I'm just jealous of it. I don't want to lose it. Sometimes when grace is leaving you, you know. You know that something is departing from you. You know. So you can, when you quickly repent. Quickly repent. That's a heart that's conscious, mindful of grace. Such a man was David. And you understand what I'm saying? Some people, they don't mind. Oh, Lord, Lord, not yet. That's a dead soul. Hi. Oh, love death. Love death. Love death. I don't want to lose that thing for anything. Not for the pleasures of this world. Not for anything. You cherish grace grounds that God has brought you. And then until it becomes one with you. Some of you want to talk, then grace will say, hold your mouth. Before, in some other economies, you didn't have that capacity, but they first brought light. Then grace visited you. Then next time you wanted to open your mouth, they led you. You know, you can defy that thing and then talk the way you feel hurt. And you are not quick to repent again. You just say something left. It's not, you are still born again, but you have lost something. You have lost, and if you continue that thing, you can so be so dead to that ground that it will take another circle of the work of God to be able to do that thing if you have mercy. But some, not everybody enjoys that thing. So they will train you to guard, to be jealous of grace grounds, grace works. And then be able to, until you are established in it, it becomes one nature in your soul. You can ascend higher to another work or workings of grace. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The Lord will help us. I say you will grow. He said, grow in grace. Say, grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Savior, so Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you don't grow in, you know, you can say, this is eternal life that you may know. Knowledge is, eternal life is not just knowledge. Eternal life is actually a grace work. Are you understanding? Eternal life is not just knowledge. It's a grace walk within the heart that breathes a kind of man. Amen. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. So grow in grace, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. How do you grow? How do you grow? I said, look, this is the analogy I always make. Nothing grows if the frequency of adding is not more than what you are losing. Population growth happens when birth rate exceeds what? Death rate. Traffic happens when a number of exits is less than number of addition. Do you understand? Maybe there's a bottleneck. Then you have traffic congestion. The traffic begins to grow. So also, amen, you can only grow when you are adding more grace than you are losing. If you are losing much more than you are adding, you can never grow. Growth. You can never increase if your rate of loss is more than your rate of addition. So when they say add to your faith, it's actually grow. Are you understanding? Add to your faith. They are saying, don't just add, abound. Ensure that you are adding much more than you are losing, or you had and not even lose at all until you increase. Until you increase, grow. So, God will help us to block all leakages and then increase the rate at which we had. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I said, God will help us what? And then increase what? That is only how growth can happen. I'll say one last thing. Can I? Just in a few minutes. Now, before for you to grow, you must add, Abby.
Yes.
Mathematical symbols. The only way you can increase is addition and multiplication. Is that not so?
Yes.
For you to reduce, subtraction and division. Are you understand? So they said two things concerning addition. Said add to your faith. Then said grace and peace be multiplied to you. Are you understand? So you know that mathematically, those are avenues of increase. Now, subtraction, the only things that they should be subtracting from you are works of debt. Things that have to, you must never lick them. Are you understand what I'm saying? Say amen. Now, where I'm actually going to is this. How many of you do juggling? Juggling, you can juggle. Maybe two. How many things can you juggle at once? Three or four? Five? Just three. Just two. Some of us, even two, some of us cannot throw. You cannot throw and catch and then throw and catch and throw. Then, you know, but some people can do three. Some people can do four. Some people can do five. Then you can have people six. Now, it gets more difficult when you are hiding. And then you must not lose anyone. Do you get what I'm saying? To continue to hard and then not lose. Let's not even say juggle. You are carrying bags. You are carrying two bags. You know it's easy to still maintain. By the time you start carrying four, six, is it still easy to hold on to without letting one go? Now, some of the fights that we fight is that to be able to grow, sometimes we allow some things to slip. Some things that we have been held on for some time. I think this one is not relevant again. So we allow it to slip. The warfare of growth is actually holding everything together. That was what Jesus was telling the Pharisees. When he said, you pay the tithe of the mint and the herbs and the cumin. He said, these things then you leave the weightier, that's Matthew 23:23. He said, you leave the weightier matters of the law. He said, these ought ye to have what? Done. Without what? So, you ought to have done this and not allow the other one to slip by. So, you ought to add this with this. Are you understanding? But it's difficult sometimes. And everybody that has grown, that has increased to a measure, feels, okay, this was the rule. Now, this is the rule. Can we just leave this one up? So I will focus on this one. We know that this is it. No, but what they are saying is that you must hold the two together. Are you understanding? So that is the principle of addition. Addition. You hold this, and then add this to this without letting the other go. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You have to hold this and then add this to this so that add this to this without what? Letting this one go. That's my labor. That's how to hold truth. And then increase with it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? To increase with it and keep doing it and keep doing it. You know, say amen. Amen. I want to be as simple. I hope I'm simple enough. Can I make it a little bit practical? You know, it's good to read your Bible in the morning. Is that not so? Then, when you need to add prayer to it, you can look at, okay, I can do read of Bible and prayer. But then, I'm just even adding external things. Washing mommy's clothes or washing car. You know, washing car is a good deed. You can now grow spiritually. I don't want to be reading Bible every day. I don't want to be religious about it. You understand it? It's about living the life, you know. Then you stop reading the Bible. Because by the time you consider reading Bible, prayer, and the time for washing car, it has pressed into your time. And you don't have time for your life again. It is ceasing to be the kind of you that you know. And what heaven is just saying is that provisions for the flesh, what you have used your time to attend to flesh for, I'm taking it away from you. So those demands are actually not to reduce your commitment in the world. They are actually to push flesh further away. But instead of letting flesh go, you say, now, Bible study. At least now, I am washing car. Are you understand what I'm saying? And car is good, but the very energies of things that you ought to be adding together. Are you understand what I'm saying? You have left, you have lost one. Then you continue doing it because, of course, only until after 3 months you discover that there's no energy to continue. Then by the time you start looking back, you don't discover that this one was actually necessary all the while. That what you actually let go is very, very important to continue growing. To continue what? Increasing in the things that God has said. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now, for every level stage that God brings us to, there is a wisdom of managing that together with all of the things that God has wrought before, such that I don't lose any. Now, managing it together, that's where actual development comes. Do you get what I'm saying? Managing it what? Together. For example, there's a sister, you are responsible in church, you have committed to your in your local department, and then you've been doing a committed to the family you are then you got married. You know, that's a higher responsibility. Very higher. It's like you have come into a new phase of life. If you are not careful, you can strike out, can beginning to strike out something. And yes, it looks reasonable until you strike out some things that are very, very important to fundamental. Because we are, oh, maybe I've passed this level now. And really, 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 you didn't pass any level. What they say is so add. Say add. 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 The commitment puts pressure on your time, but what you need is not to remove. It's wisdom of balance. It's wisdom to adapt. I'm just trying to make it relatable to us. Are you understand what I'm saying? So that we will not, I've seen it so very many times, when people are exposed to a new level of light, they drop everything that they have used before and then focus on this one alone. And then it seems as if, oh, wow. Then after 2-3 months, you discover that they are defective. Then by the time you trace it, you discover every single thing that they ought to have added, they actually dropped away and focused on this one alone. So Jesus said, this you ought to have done without what? Leaving the other undone. If you leave the other undone, you just go in circle and then come back to the place where you started from. You have not really grown. You have just gone on what? A merry-go. So instead of growing, you can what? Go round. Instead of growing, you can what? But our purpose is we want to grow. Say, I want to grow. So God will give me grace on how to add without losing. Multiply without dividing. Because there are certain things, there are divisions in our life. Are you understanding me? There are certain things, what? When I say division, division is slash. You know, that's how they do. Is that cut like this or cut like this? Division. Division, they tear us and they make you to leak out. You know, subtraction is like this. Division is like this or like this. Amen. It make us to what? Leak out. Certain relationships are divisions. Certain relationships can be what? Can be division in your life. They don't just they don't just subtract from you. They what? They what? They divide terribly. They divide terribly. Divide terribly. Unequal yoke. You know, if you divide a number by itself, it remains the same. It remains one. But if you divide it by one, it remains the same. Is that not so? But if you divide it by a number larger than it, kilo shele, it becomes less than one. Is that not so? Don't worry, this is not mathematics class. Hallelujah. I just want to show you that. Say unequal yoking is a massive division. Say amen. Say, are you blessed today? I feel that God wants us to guard what is given to us. Are you understanding? The Lord will keep you. I said, what God has wrought in you, you will not lose it. Let's see that 2 John 1:8. Please have your seat. 2 John 1:8. Can we read it together? He said, don't lose what has been wrought. But what? Receive full reward or get full benefits. I say you will get a full benefit in the name of Jesus. Now, thank you, Father. Say thank you, Jesus. Can we bless the name of the Lord this afternoon? I want us to thank God. I want you to pray for yourself concerning this, that Lord, I will not lose the things that has been wrought in me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me to keep it. Pray. I want you to pray. Ensure your heart is talking to Jesus. Don't just mutter. Pray. Pray. Hey! I don't want to fail of grace. I don't want to fail of grace. Not the grace of Christ. Not the grace of God. I don't want to fail of grace. I don't want to fall from grace. I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose things that you have by your Spirit wrought. Help me to be jealous. Jealous of this life. Jealous of this grace. Jealous of this working. Help me to guard it with my life. Help me. Help me. I know it may seem intangible, but Lord, I've come to see that what you're working is more precious than life. Oh. Yeah. 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 Allegons. Allegonophon. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. The grace of the Lord will keep you. In the name of Jesus. I said, grace is a keeper. Peace is a keeper. The peace of the Lord will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You will not be spoiled. I say, Satan will not spoil you. He will not plunder you. In the name of Jesus. I said, discretion is ministered to your hearts. Discretion is given to your minds. In the name of Jesus. I say you'll be wise. For the remaining part of this year, next year, till we meet again in Citra, the Lord will keep you. You will grow, you will flourish, you will thrive. By the time we are meeting again, you will not be like this. You will have increased. Like the ones that were given the talents and they have traded with it, they came with increase. I said, you will not remain like this. There would be significant mileage in your life. In the grace content of your soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will have made profits with grace in your soul. Paul said to Timothy, he said, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. He said, do not neglect the gifts that is given to you by the laying on of the hands of the hands of neglect not to give the by presbytery with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Verse 15. He said, meditate upon those things. Give yourself what? Only to them. That's what your profiting may appear to all. I say your profiting will appear. In the name of Jesus. He said, meditate upon these things. Give yourself only to them. Meditate upon it. 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 Give yourself only to them. That your profiting may appear to. I say again, your profiting will appear. In the name of Jesus. You will not be slothful. I say you will not be slothful. You will be diligent. Every slothfulness, laziness, I rebuke from over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spirit of indolence, indulgence, Lord, I rebuke from this house in the name of Jesus. Diligence. 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 Discipline. 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 From the Spirit of the Lord will walk with you. It will work in you. In the name of Jesus. God is not indolent. Jesus said, my Father walketh, hitherto, and I walk. So if my Father is a faithful workman, we his children too should be faithful workmen. Faithful about life, faithful in matters of grace, faithful about our studies, faithful about every issue of life. So it is Satan that makes us to be slothful. It is not soft life. It is rotting life, is corruption. Yes, I love soft life. No. That spirit is hellish. That spirit is what? Hellish. It's hell that informs it. It's not soft life, it's slothful life. Slothful. Slothfulness. It's slothfulness. I say, discipline and diligence will be written inside of you. Discipline, diligence will be written inside of you in the name of Jesus. You will be apt. You will be apt about that which is necessary for life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm saying is this: there is a spirit flowing from our fathers, flowing from the Lord Jesus, that it's upon our parents. That is, I say, this is a grace meeting. What I'm speaking is over you is grace. You discover you have energy to walk, energy to walk and do the works of God. Jesus said, "I must walk the works of He that sent me while it is day." The night's coming when no man can walk. There's a discipline. You discover you'll be timeous. You become you would have regard for time, because heaven is making you conscious of life. Heaven is making you conscious of life. I'm not talking about haste. I'm talking about following the Spirit, being on time with the, being at pace with the Spirit. 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 By the time we meet again in the next year, oh Jesus, I profess, you'll be 10 times better. You will be 10 times better than yourself here. Than the man you are right now. In the name of Jesus. Ah! Because you're profiting. You'll have profited with life. You'll have profited with grace. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can we thank the name of the Lord once again? Can we thank the name of the Lord once again? Can we thank the name of the Lord once again? Ay, 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 Papa Noha. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh! Your ears will hear instructions. Your hearts will fulfill commandments. In the name of Jesus. He said, my tongue is a pen of a ready writer. He said, the Lord wakeneth me morning by morning as the learned. He said, and I did not refrain my ears. The Lord will instruct you as the learned. He will waken your ears morning by morning to hear as the learned. As the learned, you will hear and you will not turn your ears. You will not turn your ears away from the learnings of the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will prosper in learning the spirits. You will prosper in learning the spirits. In the name of Jesus. You will not lose anything. I say you will not lose anything. You will increase and increase. Add and multiply. Add and multiply. Add and multiply. Add and multiply. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah. Mm. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. 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 Yeah.
Ada.
Thank you.
Mm.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can we quickly have it? Thank you.
See, at the Spirit, you have it. Yes, you have it. Yes, you have it. Yes, you have it. I have given the wisdom, the skill. I've given that which you need to gain. You have gained that which you need to gain. You have gained that which you need to continue to gain. Which you need to continue to gain. Not to be at a place of losing. Not to be at a place of losing. Not to be at a place where things are issuing. Issuing. Issuing out. Issuing out to wastage. Issuing out to wastage. Issuing out to wastage. You have received the wisdom for a garrison. You have received the wisdom for a garrison. You have received the wisdom, oh, for a sealant. For a sealant. For an insulation. A covering. A protection. Of the things that have been wrought. Of the things that have been wrought. Of the things that have been wrought. Say of the Spirit, you have the judgment. You have the sensitivity. You have it. You have it now. You have it now. You have it now. You have it
now, even the wisdom to go from cleansing to wholeness, from cleansing to wholeness, from cleansing to wholeness. I don't want you to go again from cleansing to coming into spots again, to coming into spots again. I have washed you. I want you to stay even in the place of washing unto wholeness, unto wholeness, unto wholeness. And to that end, I sent mine angel to bring that grace, to bring that grace. And I say, you have it, you have it. Do not succumb again to the things that take life away from you. Do not succumb again to the things that puncture it away from you. You have it. You are no longer penetrable for it. Don't yield yourself again to it. Don't yield yourself again to it. Say at the Lord, you will begin to receive even counsel, even counsel, even counsel on how to hold this ground. Even counsel on how to hold this ground. It is your ground. It is your ground. It is your ground. It is your ground. This grace ground is your ground. This grace ground is your ground. You need to own it. You need to own it. I am giving counsel. I'll be bringing nudgings. I'll be bringing promptings. I'll be bringing promptings on how to hold it. On how to hold it. It's a grace ground. It's a grace ground. It's a grace ground. And you will own it. You will own it. You will own it. Everyone will own it. Everyone will own it. Your name will be written on that ground. Your name will be written on that ground. It will be inked on that ground. It will be inked on that ground. Because my angel indeed has delivered even the grace that I have ministered, saith the Lord.
Amen. Please, note this thing. The Citra is not just a meeting, the visitation of heaven. It's a bringing of grace of Jesus. And the Lord will bless us mightily. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can we rise up as we close the meeting?
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.